Okay, consequences. I can tell you one consequence, because it's still unfolding. I have, over the past 8 years, I've sent literally hundreds of students to China. You know, after they study Chinese history, they go to China, they teach, they work, and then they come back. One common question I get from my hundreds of students from America to Singapore and to UK, I've taught at three places, is, why is China so capitalist? More capitalist than we are? Well, the answer is very simple. Chinese people, after Mao died, embraced what Mao stood against, right? Capitalism, imperialism. They wanted to consume, Gap, you know, what have you. They wanted capitalism. So that's why it's a backlash. And I think it's going to die down because it's a backlash. So China embraced capitalism after Mao died in 1976, and the reform actually didn't start until 1978, and really 1982 when Deng Xiaoping came to full power. Remember, Mao's colleagues were still alive, some of them. Deng Xiaoping had to fight those old guys who secured the empire. So Deng Xiaoping came along and he embarked the road of reform, which is really capitalism. And this is not just him. Chinese people embraced capitalism and embraced what the Cultural Revolution had stood against. And that's one consequences of the Cultural Revolution. There are many, but I'll just stop here.